Kells, a Murderbot Diary fanfiction written by Polyhexian, read by God of Laundry Baskets. Rati backspaced through the paragraph that he'd just written with a frown. It was definitely coming across as insincere. He'd never been good at formal documents. He usually got Gunthryn or Pinley or Ada to look over his requests anytime he needed to dabble in corporate language. But they weren't here right now, and he was on his own. "You," said Tarik, "look very stressed." "Huh?" Rati looked up with a blink. He realized he'd been grimacing. "Oh, I'm just having trouble writing a business email." "Do you want me to see if Seth is awake?" "No, no, I've got it," he hand-waved. "I can't keep getting other people to write my emails for me forever." Tarik looked up and across the room at where their resident security consultant was sitting in the corner with its knees drawn up to its chest. "Sec unit could probably help," he suggested. "It's reading a book right now. I don't want to bother it," Rati dismissed.
"I'm what?" burst Sec unit. "It sat straight up and dropped its legs to the floor. How do you know that?"
Because you look like you're reading a book." "Uh-huh. Specifically? A book?" "Yeah. Specifically a book."
"We're reading Cosmic Frontier,"
Perihelion supplied over the feed. "Isn't it usually watching serials?" Tarik asked with a quirked eyebrow. He turned towards Sec Unit. "Aren't you usually watching serials?"
"Are you in my feed?"
Sec Unit demanded. It looked flustered. It was practically making eye contact and everything. "No," Rati dismissed. "You just have tells."
"Tells?"
"Don't tell it,"
Perihelion burst over the field. Rati couldn't pick up feelings through the feed, like Sec Unit talked about sometimes, but he was pretty sure that the ship was whining.
"Don't tell me what?"
Sec Unit demanded. "Your eyes track what you're reading," Rati replied.
"They do not," Sec Unit scoffed.
"They do,"
Perihelion admitted.
"You rarely pay attention to the movements generated by your human imitation protocols."
"Bullshit,"
Sec Unit dismissed. It looked mortified. "When you're anxious, sometimes I can hear your weapons cycling in your arms."
"I'm always anxious."
"I mean, like, really anxious."
"Oh,"
said Tarik. "I noticed that too." Sec Unit looked horrified. "And you tap your fingers sometimes when you're listening to music," Rati added. "And I can tell when you have us on keyword filter because your drones float around without really focusing on anything."
"Clever," said Perihelion.
"Very perceptive, Dr. Rati." Rati grinned.
"Don't encourage him,"
Sec Unit snapped. It wrinkled its nose.
"I have to rewrite these. Right now."
"No," Rati whined. "It's cute, Sec Unit."
"Too late," it dismissed. "I'm already fixing this."
"He made the observations the first time,"
Perihelion observed.
"He will likely make them again. Only this time, he knows not to tell you."
"Fuck off, Art,"
Sec Unit mumbled. "This is the perfect opportunity to leverage help on your email," Tarik suggested. Rati's attention snapped back to his screen, where his letter abruptly rewrote itself.
"There,"
huffed Sec Unit. It pointed at Rati, even though its eyes had returned forward.
"Now stop observing me!"
The end. Thank you for listening.